In today's episode, we're going to be talking about if you should charge more during the holidays. So make sure you stay tuned to learn more about it. Before we get started, I want to go ahead and give a shout out to all of our links in the description. We have a couple of different referral links you can look at and check out. We have some for different rental softwares that we like, different business accounts that we currently use, and a lot of different other useful links. So make sure you check those out in the links in the description. If you're on the podcast, check them out in the show notes. They'll be there. But let's get into this. Okay. So Eddie, when did we start charging 1.5 times or 2 times, depending on the year, per day rate for the Thanksgiving?
That's a good question, but you know, I have Alzheimer's disease, so I can't remember. I'm just kidding. No, I'll be honest with you, I don't even remember. Maybe the second year, probably, in the business. Yeah. It was the first year.
I remember now.
Okay. You do? Okay. Yeah. Please tell.
So, when me and Eddie first met, we met in like October sometime of 2019. Yeah. We both kind of, exactly when like I was just getting started up doing my first deliveries. I did 2 weeks out of orders, or 3 weeks technically, so I can get my stuff in. The stuff didn't come in on time, so I met Eddie. That's a whole story right there, whole different story. Mm-hmm. But I remember during Thanksgiving, I had like so many orders to do and stuff like that. So I know, remember halfway through it, I was like, we're starting to get too much. Maybe I should charge half, twice the price more. And then I started charging the price more. And then I think Eddie that year charged twice price on his stuff because his stuff is going to sell out anyway.
Yeah.
And so we both started doing it kind of. We talked about it because we talked a lot during that time just because we were working on the exact same thing. And then I think from there we just carried that over to our partnership when we started in February of that year, of the late next year. And I think that's how it was, because I remember we were sitting there, we were like, we'll charge more and see what it does. And people, because the problem is, the reason why we charge more is because, and the reason why we believe you should charge more, because most times the orders for like Thanksgiving, Christmas are just a chairs and a table. It's the same thing most companies have with minimums. So they have a $400 minimum. And people just don't really want to pick stuff up. We do get a lot of customer pickups, but there's still a lot of people who has like one table, 6 chairs, who want their stuff delivered. They don't have to deal with it.
Yeah, and the delivery crew, they love those orders because, you know, they're just in and out like within like 5 minutes, if that. They're really quick, very profitable for them, just based on our system that we have. But yeah, like you said, there's just so many of them. Like I think yesterday they did like 35 or something like that, or in one day. And you know, we got our managers, we have meetings like every week, and they're like, man, you know, the manager is saying it's all right, shut it down, like we have too many orders, we can't get them all done, you know. And they have tents and stuff like that to put up, and we're like, whoa, what do you mean shut it down? I mean, these orders are like super small, like we shouldn't be, just because there's like, you know, 30 40 50. I mean, we've done like maybe even 70 at one time in one day. It shouldn't be means to shut it down, because everything is pretty much in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that we have. We try to group all our deliveries close to each other. So like literally, like you'll have like maybe like 5 of them in like, you know, within like 5 miles of each other. So super close, super small deliveries, and the drivers get paid per percentage on the delivery. So the more that they do, the better off. So right now it's like a buffet season. So they're having a very good time.
Yeah, so everybody's doing like 10, 12, 13, 14.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I remember last year it was only 4 of us. And then I think the least of one of the person who did was like 14. He was a new guy.
Yeah.
Thomas. Shout out to Thomas if you're out there. we've been looking for you.
Yeah, right.
No, but he went out there. He did 14 on average each day. And then I think you and Kobe did like 20 or so.
Yeah.
Or a little bit more. Depending, because we spread them out since Monday. We started kind of earlier just because it was kind of light. Because that's when my cousin Junior got arrested on other stuff. But that's right before he decided that he wanted to go join a new career. So we were like a man down and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Going into the holidays, which usually in the holidays you kind of want to buff up, like, you know, beef up a little bit. But I do remember that last year and the year before, we did a lot, as always. Yeah. Thanksgiving is usually the week that we break the amount, not the amount of like the total dollar amount, but the number of orders that we do. And if you are looking at your Thanksgiving prices, and I don't know when this is going to come out, probably after you can raise yours, but for Christmas.
Maybe Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, you can look at doing like, I think Christmas we do like two, because we'd give them the whole week on it.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. People are doing family gatherings and stuff like that, that they're getting together and, you know, just having a good time with yourself. And same thing with Thanksgiving. One thing I have liked about the holidays, I would say, the most is that you get to talk to people. We were listening to one of the call reviews for someone, or I guess everyone's calling it for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then people are just, like, a lot more happy, I would say.
Oh, for sure. This is a time for giving and bring the giving this way. We love it.
So, yeah. So some companies, I don't know if – I actually don't have confirmation if any of the bigger companies in this area charge more. I don't know. But I do know the bigger companies – would have to, because I know they do not bring their minimums down. But so, you know, so the companies that are bigger are like, you know, 30 up to Marquee, which is $100 million a year. Those companies, I know their minimums are around like $400. And if you know if someone's getting six garden chairs, a 6 foot, and a linen, you know, linen is probably 28. The garden chairs maybe, depending where you are, between $3 and $4 to $5, depending where you are, for each one. So it's like, you know, you look max $30.
No.
So does that 55, and then the table, you know, I think we charge like $10. And I guess seen 6 foot in like Chicago at like 15, but you know, that's only $80 right there. You still need a lot of money to get to that $400.
Yeah, you got the delivery fee, the handling fee. Yeah.
I don't think Marquee even takes that into account.
No.
On a delivery. It can't be part of the delivery fee.
Mm. It's the total dollar amount.
And you remember that we had this one lady one time. We called her. And
I remember her.
We were in the car together, and then, or the truck. Oh, we haven't been in the car yet, but we've been in the truck together. Yeah. And then it was like, okay, going to call her, see what she wants. So we called her, and she was telling us, she was like mad. Like, how are you gonna change up what you're charging me? All this stuff right here. You told me that it was gonna be, it's like three cocktail tables. Yeah. And it was like almost $400 basically.
I was like, can do that.
Yeah. And she was like, you said it's gonna be like $400 and something. And I was like, I know we both, me and Eddie, was on calls.
Ma'am. It's not that. I think it was like, what? It was like $100 and something. Or was it $80 or something like that, somewhere around there.
Like, because you know, we charged her a good price on it, like, but we didn't charge her $400 and something.
Yeah.
She said that she thought it was only perfect. $400, and they thought we changed the thing up. And we charged her like three cocktail tables. I think it was like $189, I think we were charging her.
Yeah.
And I remember at the time we were like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. And then she was like, oh, take my money. She was like, I'm sorry.
She was like, because realistically, she called, because some people get confused because they call a lot of places. Because of
many different places. And sometimes they'll call us and they'll be like, where's my stuff at? Be like, ma'am, this is a quote. You never paid for it. Oh, wait. Is this so? No. This is Kelly Reynolds. Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah. And it's so funny because I think it's just because our systems are easier for people to get in contact and give us, you know, talk to us more than other places. So people generally reach out. Even sometimes when they choose cheaper options or just different providers, we still get too many people, I would say, call us and ask us where our stuff is when they decide not to go with us. And we have a couple people who say, oh, well, are you still available? And I think people try to play it off and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, but yeah, I think at one point we were kind of like, we probably shouldn't because, you know, some people are going to be price sensitive and, like, not book with us, so we'd rather not lose that opportunity. But realistically, this is, like, the supply and demand is, like, right now. So, like, everybody's scrapping and people, like, everybody knows this is what happens. You know, you have somebody that said they weren't going to come, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to come after all. We're like, oh, now crap. Now we don't have enough seating. And that's when they're calling. And then, I mean, we've seen it. People will pay pretty much anything. Not that we take advantage of that, but that's why we have, like, the 1.5 rental or 2, you know, we charge. Just because, you know, there's too much demand for the items that, you know, not to capitalize on this kind of things, you know, so... People will understand too, you know, how that works. You know, other businesses do it as well, but they, you know, I think there's kind of missed opportunities too. If you leave, it's like leaving. One thing we talked about is like we're trying not to leave money on the table, and now it goes in our delivery fee. What is it right now?
No, it's $90.
$90. We're talking about. Yeah, we're about to raise it up because you know there's opportunity and that as well because you know we're not the highest in our area, but we're definitely not the lowest, that's for sure. But you know, just the amount of traffic that we're getting, you know, the reviews, everybody, the more confidence, people's word of mouth. It's starting to all play in, and people are just starting to book, and we just need to raise our prices. That way we can get better equipment, you know, staffing, training, management. So a whole bunch, nine yards. But
really, if we can serve the customer a lot better.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And then I know we've been thinking about – I know obviously we were thinking – I know I was thinking about just we should do it 30%, put it to 120, and just see where it sits from there.
Yeah.
Because it is that's a 33% increase technically from 90.
Yeah.
Which is a lot. Even if we drop 33% of the customers, you'll get what you call it. And when I was thinking that, I think most of our customers pay over that amount anyway.
Yeah.
Just because of the average deliveries is around like 160 or something like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, there might just be a thing on there.
And a lot of them, they don't even meet the minimum requirements.
Yeah.
So, you know, most other companies won't mess with them, the bigger guys anyways. Yeah.
And that's like a great opportunity right there of doing these to these, to, you know, just making it a service available that they won't have other places.
Yeah.
Like we still have one, I think, like the lady books with us every single Thanksgiving. It's like way lot of, I forgot what was that, but it's in that place.
Mm-hmm.
I know you remember. I know you, last time we talked on the podcast, you said you don't remember, but it's like Fort Worth and then like 100 miles past Fort Worth, and they rent and they barely rent anything, and they pay the $400 or $500 or more to for the extra delivery portion.
You know, one thing I do remember, we had like somebody put in a quote and paid for it. It was like thousands of dollars, and it was like such a small amount.
Yeah,
and I think it was like in like Arkansas or something like that, and we're like, what the person just paid.
Guess we gotta take it.
I think he called the lady. He's like, "You sure you want to do this?"
Yeah.
And then she's like, "Oh yeah, you are right. That is a little ridiculous. I don't know what I was thinking."
Yeah, I think. And our model now, we'll go anywhere you want us to go.
Yeah,
you
right.
pay the thing, we'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be there
somewhere. And if you're really far, we'll let you keep this.
We'll just send it to you, mail it to you, and you just keep it.
Yeah. But I do think you guys should play around with your pricing around the holidays and especially around areas where you know you're going to book out, just to go ahead and turn those numbers up and see what you can get. You never know. And you can always bring the prices down. One thing I think we've learned a lot is you can't charge more once you say there's a price, but you can always bring the price down.
Yeah.
And we do that sometimes, but we still end up getting more than what we would have got. People usually, like, we had a quote today where we were listening to a car review, and the lady was like, she said, okay, so I want to get the chairs that's $7. And she was like, okay. And they said, well, our sales representative on the phone went through and told her that that's fine, but since there's a surge right now, we're going to be charging, because of the holiday, it's going to be $10.50 or something like that, or 75 cents, whatever it is. And the lady was like, dang. She's like, all right, let's go with it. And it's good because, like, because most people like the convenience. When you're on the phone with someone, they don't want to get off the phone with you and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And
they were giving your name, your address, told you the story about their kids.
Yeah.
And so basically, they got the whole nine, and they're invested in you. So they're just like, yeah, let's go ahead and do it.
And it wasn't like it was a lot. I'm pretty sure she only had, like, less than 20 Shavari chairs. It's not like she was, like, you know, planning out a wedding or something like that.
Yeah.
Or nothing crazy. She wanted to have some good places for people to sit, and she wanted to have the stuff delivered. And we're going to deliver it early and give it to her. So she'll be good to go. I'm pretty happy with stuff like that. But let me know if you have any questions on what you should charge. We personally charge 1.5 times the amount of the rental fee. If you don't want to, you don't feel comfortable for whatever reason charging that more, I would look at setting a minimum for Thanksgiving. Maybe that minimum is 150, 200, 300, depending on what you're doing.
Yeah.
And if you are like a tent person right now, then you could just, then I see some people only do jobs with tents, and you can use that for your minimum. Just play with your pricing and just, you know, really get out there and try to make the most money during this holiday season, especially as we come up for most of us to the slow season or winter season on there.
No, well, we'll see. I haven't seen any slowing down. It's been pretty consistent, I think, with the marketing strategy that we've been doing. But, yeah, usually slow season, everybody's, like, hunkering down and saying, all right, guys, it was a good run. We'll talk to y'all come spring, okay? Somewhere like, well, it depends on where everybody's from, too.
Yeah, because in Chicago, they shut down because there's just too much snow.
There's no snow, yeah. You get a snow plow, rent those things out.
Yeah, in Florida. I mean, yeah, there's always something you can rent. In Florida, it's not really that significant.
Mm.
at all. And then, like, there is, like, a drop-off, but I don't think there's a drop-off in the – there's enough work to be done, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
There's enough work done almost everywhere. Because usually you have to – which we'll talk about this on another podcast. On the next episode, we'll talk about this right here. But we're going to talk about what equipment you need to have for the winter. So make sure you guys stay tuned. I'm Xavier.
I'm Eddie.
And we'll see you in the next one.
See ya.